USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday rejected two of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's picks for the January 6th committee. Pelosi made it clear she will not allow Congressman Jim Jordan and Jim Banks to serve on the committee, Banks criticizing Pelosi's decision on Wednesday.
The American people demand that their leaders step up to make sure that never happens again. But we all know that this is an exercise in politics. It's not an exercise in finding the facts. And that's what's unfortunate about the speaker's move.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan is on track for completion by the end of next month.
The president has made a decision that we're going to get it done, and we're going to get it done right.
Austin adding the United States will continue to support Afghan security forces monetarily, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Senate Republicans are slamming Democrats for spending $3.5 trillion on infrastructure as inflation continues to rise. Speaking with reporters, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says Democrats are playing Russian roulette with our economy.
And it's still my hope that a few Democrats may be brave enough to stop this. I think it's a catastrophic direction for our country.
As COVID cases continue to rise across the world, Olympic organizers say there's still a chance they'll pull the plug on the Olympics this year.
The head of the Tokyo Olympics Organizing Committee says he hasn't ruled out canceling the games if a COVID outbreak gets bad enough. Toshiro Muto said Tuesday that if there were a spike in cases, he wouldn't rule out ending the games, which are set to begin on Friday. Since July 1st, there have been at least 67 confirmed cases of COVID among those accredited for the games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The House Space Science and Technology Subcommittee is holding an environmental hearing on the rising problem of extreme heat in the United States. Ranking member of the subcommittee and Oklahoma Congresswoman Stephanie Bice says that through the improvement of technology, heat-related disease can be slowed down.
Although climate change is likely making the occurrence of extreme heat more common, we cannot simply sit back and accept such a fate. With greater innovation and strategic planning from both the public and private sector, the negative effects of heat waves and other extreme weather events can be better mitigated and lives can be saved.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley held a joint press conference at the Pentagon on Wednesday. The Secretary of Defense saying that the United States will continue to support Afghanistan even after all U.S. troops are withdrawn.
We remain committed to helping the Afghan security forces and the Afghan government going forward. And we are doing what we said we were going to do in terms of putting the pieces in place to ensure that we can provide that support.
Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff, adding,
the Afghan security forces have the capacity to sufficiently fight and defend their country. And we will continue to support the Afghan security forces where necessary, in accordance with the guidance from the President and the Secretary of Defense.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.